Good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Monday the 30th of March. This is Adrian Dale with the daily emergency briefing for the village. So, that was the second weekend of our lockdown. How was it for you? For me, the previous weekend had been dominated by the stress of producing a live broadcast for the church. We'd had the technical tests on the Friday, the dress rehearsals on the Saturday, and then the live broadcast itself on the Sunday. Now, for a bloke who normally spends his life cutting grass and cleaning toilets at the village hall, this was all rather too intense. I retired 10 years ago just to get away from production deadlines and all-night working. But now, of course, we're in a national emergency and we all need to do our bit. This weekend was much more relaxed. The ministry team had prepared their service early, and I was able to plan the best way to deliver it across the internet well in advance. In fact, I was actually out on a long walk just as people were tuning in. But with the wonders of modern technology, I was able to check that all was okay and working well. As I said yesterday, and I know this was contradicted by Sarah, I'm not a man of faith. However, I know that the church is a great source of support and comfort for many people. And it was a great privilege to help deliver their ministry across the parish, and indeed far wider than we could ever have imagined. We had people tuning in from around the country and indeed across the globe. Just fantastic. So Michelle, well done. But when this is all over, remember mine's a pint of good real ale and a double malt chaser. Now on the subject of walks, yesterday, Lynn and I walked to Stannick Lakes from Chelveston, starting on the Rawns Road and returning to Water Lane. That's nearly 8 miles of bracing but relaxing walking. It was certainly a nostalgia trip. How many of you can remember the petrol crisis of the early 2000s? When petrol was short, Lynn decided to walk our lads to Stannick, to their school, starting at the same point in Rawns Road. Yesterday, we retraced those steps. It was a real trip down memory lane. When my lads were young, I was fortunate to spend most of the summers at home with them. We were able to explore the hidden joys in the village that appealed to all youngsters. There was actually a group of 12 kids of the same age at the same time, and they spent their summers building dens and roaming the village. Once a week, I'd collect them together and take them off on an adventure around the local area. We discovered the stone pits at the boundary of the parish, and once I got them all abseiling down Chelveston Cliffs. And yes, for the newbies amongst you, they do exist. We passed some of those dens today, and they're all overgrown. I'd forgotten that children come in waves through this village, each wave rediscovering afresh the joys of the countryside. I'd like to think that this current generation of kids will be the next to find these jewels. This lockdown is likely to continue until at least June. However, my bet is that the children won't return to school until the autumn. That's a long time sitting in front of the TV or Xbox. Instead, you could show your kids what's just outside their door and just on their doorstep. There were points in their late teenage years that my lads hated the isolation of a village surrounded by fields and woods. They wanted to live in Rawns. Today, they tell me that there was no better place to grow up. It gave them just the grounding they needed and an appreciation of the natural world. You now have all the time you need to explore this wonderful place with your children. So what's stopping you? Now, yesterday, I put out a call for the missing households in the village, the ones that hadn't yet checked in with the emergency team. I've had lots of responses from the group, and I should be able to fill in another 10 gaps tomorrow. This isn't me being nosy. We need to be sure that no one in this village is self-isolating in silence. I found two such families last week, and I want no more. But today is actually a great day. If all goes well, two of our families will be coming out of COVID-19 isolation tonight. Welcome back, folks. They've been quietly isolating for the last couple of weeks, and behind the scenes, our volunteers have been supporting them. Another two families have emerged this weekend from precautionary isolation after coughs and colds. So welcome back to you all. Please join the madness that is the world today. Unfortunately, I had a call yesterday from another family that was going into the beginning of a 14-day isolation as their daughter is now showing symptoms. We can't let our guard drop. I'm sure our thoughts are with them. Please be assured the village will support you. Let us know what you need. Now, yesterday, the government launched their isolation support scheme. Households who've received an NHS isolation letter can register for direct support from the government. Food parcels will be delivered directly to them. It's early days yet, and the council has no idea how this will operate. The thought of army lorries trying to find their way around the vagaries of Chelveston and Caldecott addresses is really quite amusing. But we've set up the village hall as a central distribution point. But so far, we've heard nothing more. Let's just watch and wait. The council is ready. I have no idea whatsoever what this week will bring. I've got no idea how many deaths from COVID-19 will be registered. I've got no idea what restrictions there'll be to our liberty and what further shortages there'll be. What I do know is that we're in a great shape as a community, and certainly better than most. With the combined resources of 235 households working together, we can survive and prosper. Keep talking and smiling, folks. It certainly beats worrying in silence. Thank you.